The following is a Seussful reunion of the Sheridan class of 1988. 20 years have passed, well, 21 to be factual. It's time to reunite something that's almost contractual. Some of us talked. We wanted to gather, to collect and assemble, and have a chance just to blather. It was Aaron who stepped up, and then others did too. They said how we wish we had something to do. So there you have it. We're the class of 88, garnered, amassed, to reminisce and celebrate. Our classmates are scattered, some of them far, and, well, some of us are wide. We're spread across the country, across the Great Divide. Some are here, some are there. We've looked for them, well, practically everywhere. Like Mandy Jester Martindale, Moltz and Moon, and Jay Mizell. Some we've found, others we've not, but of all we can say, we miss them a lot. Jerry Flynn, Kerry Bannon, and Mark Fryermuth, they were all on the class website when I wrote this, and that is the absolute truth. Susan Averett Bobbitt left us a little prematurely. We're glad to see her again, happy to reunite, surely. Some of us have been friends since, about 1976. That was the year of kindergarten, and it really had its kicks. It was America's birthday, and there were fireworks galore. The world seemed so new, and our bright eyes just wanted more. Our teachers, we loved them, and our new friends were really cool. Maybe this would be okay, we thought, this prison that some call school. The merry-go-round was a hit, but recess was far too short. Chase and tag for boys, now that was the sport. Girls played with dolls, others cooked and played kitchen. Some jumped rope outside, some were already learning nagging, and... But I digress. Of course, I'm just joking. The girls, we loved both then and now. The young sweeties are now ladies. To them, we tip a hat and take a bow. I remember one kid ate paste. He's not with us tonight. You see, he was held back. No names will be mentioned, but it wasn't Trent or Jamie Black. Instead, Jamie threw a pencil. The lead is still stuck in my arm. In middle school, he kneed me, but I'm sure never meaning any harm. It was a wrestling move called a two, named after its creator, Mr. Wrestling Two. Oh, yeah! Elementary was exactly that. But then came middle school, 5th grade through 8th, and what was cool was the rule. 6 periods per day, we changed classes in middle, bladder relief only at designated times, you had to hold your piddle. Mr. Whitworth was our principal, he was honest, stern, fair, and good, discipline was the name of his game, and you always knew where you stood. With age came sports and lots of other activities like band, dance, and cheerleading and increased social festivities. Of course, in Sheridan, deer season was tops for many. Opening day, boys at school, about 20. In 7th grade, we met the others, the kids from the north. EastEnders came to Sheridan and we were told to treat them with warmth. We discovered soon we liked them. We were like sisters and brothers. We'd have been with them all along if we'd had our druthers. When 8th grade was over, high school awaited. Whatever status we'd earned had quickly been negated. 9th grade was scary. The seniors were big. And we heard that in a couple years, we'd have to take trig. There were these monster teachers who wanted us to hit the books. People like Mrs. Graves, Mrs. Cook, and some pencil-neck geek named Scott Osbrooks. There was a look to be had, and bald was a gamble. It was a push for Mr. Easton, but looked great on Larry Campbell. Calvin Klein, Lior Wrangler, your jeans pick may have varied, big hair, mullets, and leg warmers, with each a message was carried. Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, Hank Jr., and remember Club Nouveau? We tell our kids music was better then because, well, we said so. Cheers and Alf and Family Ties were some shows of the day. I enjoyed them all and wished they had never gone away. Sophomore and junior years brought students from Loyola and Grapevine. More good friends for years to come and lives forever intertwined. Our senior year was terrific. For many, centered around a team, a special group of Campbell's gang that helped us all live a dream. Yesteryear's names and pleasant thoughts are too many now to mention, and then there's the simple fact that a slippin' is my retention. When I wake from a long night's sleep, sometimes I think it's summer vacation, and all the joys of childhood and teens will stay with me the duration. It was a different world back then. It was one we all enjoyed. Time took it away, but good memories cannot be destroyed. I love the class of 88, not just because it was mine. It's the people who hold a place in my heart. The memories there are divine.